Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. Pop in, have a bite to eat, have a pint, and if the weather's nice, you can sit outside the front and just watch the world go by. Love the place. The Oasis Bar and Grill, just below our studio here at the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, it's a simple message that one of our listeners got from a neighbour, and I'll explain exactly what happened, and she's not at all happy, I have to tell you. Here's what our listener wrote to us. I'm sitting here in tears. I came down the stairs this morning to this lying on my floor, and it's a note that was popped in her letterbox, which I'll read to you in a minute, and it has me shaking. The reason I'm contacting you is because I know you will probably address it and the nosiness of people and the judgment. I'm a single mother and just trying to earn some money to keep my family going. I have two kids who are 7 and 12, and we live less than 5 minutes' walk from the school, so they can walk home themselves together. When they get home from school, they are only there on their own for 3 hours, 4 max, every day. And I am only a 20-minute drive if they need me. My daughter is really mature for her age and has the mentality of a 16-year-old. Why can't people just mind their own effing business? My kids are in no danger, and people need to keep their effing noses out of other people's business. I am totally and utterly fuming, says one of our listeners in the message that she sent. The note that was dropped in her letterbox. None of us would want to get a note like this in our letterbox, I have to be honest, so I'm going to read it to you. I know you are leaving your kids alone in the house the whole time, and if you don't stop it, I will report you. It's a disaster waiting to happen, and those kids should not be home alone every day. You have been warned, says the message. Now, I have to be honest, I think that message is a bit much. I think it's very intimidating, totally uncalled for. And not even signed by the neighbour. So some chicken shit just dropped the note in without having the balls to say, by the way, I'm Mary, I live in number 42 or whatever.
It's definitely cowardly. Definitely cowardly. Like, why not offer to mind the kids if you're that concerned? But the reasoning behind it, when I saw the message, 5 and 12, what's the 7 and 12. To me is a bit young at a 20-minute drive away. A 12 is just, it's not even so much the 12-year-old, it's the
one thing she didn't say.
Being in the care of the 12-year-old.
The one thing she didn't say was what the neighbours are like. Do the kids pop into the neighbours?
Okay, but we're assuming for this conversation that the kids are on their own,
yeah,
which they are.
Yeah, no, she says they're on their own for 3 hours, 4 max every day.
It's not so much the 12-year-old, it's the 7-year-old in the care of the 12-year-old. If that child became violently ill very quickly, I don't think a 12-year-old, even me as an adult, I'd panic. So I don't know how capable a 12-year-old would be. And I know it's a massive what if, but it's still a what if. Or if a strange person came to the door, and would they be able to have the wherewithal and the, you know, to tell the person to go away, or someone comes in and says, you know, I'm here to check the meter, or I'm here to look at the boiler. I organised it with command.
All of this is like worst case scenario
stuff.
It is
worst case scenario.
When I was 12,
the worst case.
When I was 12, I was babysitting my cousins. They were, they would have been 7 and less. And at that time, by the way, there was no mobile phones. My aunt and uncle would give me the phone number of the bar or wherever they were going. Yeah. That was the only way you could get in contact with them. But I wasn't a bother.
Yeah, not a bother. I was 12.
Okay, there wasn't a bother there, but for the grace of God.
Yes, and I agree. But you can't always look at what is the worst. You can't always.
As a parent, that's what you have to look at. You have to look at worst case scenarios. You have to look at the dangers. You have to look at the risks. That's your job as a parent, is to look at the what ifs. That's how you protect your kids. I don't think, whatever about a 12-year-old being home alone for a couple of hours, I that less so, but I do see an issue with a 7-year-old being in the care, just in case the child started choking, in case the child started getting violently ill. At 7, they're still...
What ifs?
Look, it's a long time since you had young kids.
Yeah, no, I know it is. I know it is, but I was one myself.
My son is 5, and yeah. I don't think in 2 years'
He's a bit young to be
time,
babysitting, yeah. Yeah. But 12...
I don't think I'd be happy with him for 4 hours a day in the care of a 12-year-old. And I think it's a lot...
I assume the 12-year-old has a phone. Anything goes wrong, she's on the phone to mammy like a light.
But what I'm saying is that a 12-year-old is still a 12-year-old, and it's a massive responsibility. It's a massive expectation on a child. A 12-year-old is very... Like, you're not even a teenager yet. You're pre-teen. They walk home from school together. They're a couple of minutes away. That's fine.
As somebody just messaged us a moment ago, you can't live your life around what ifs.
I know that.
And this is all real helicopter. In fact, I'm going to dig it out. I've got a special effect for you. Helicopter parenting. That's what's going on here.
It's not. Lorraine's actually coming on in a couple of minutes. I understand, Lorraine. You're right. You can't live your life with what ifs. I totally get it. But I would be definitely...
I'm going to play this for you every time.
Every time I talk. Okay. But I definitely can, I definitely would be thinking of the what ifs. And I think as a parent, you have to think about the what ifs. You need to think about the dangers. You know, there's apparently by science, when you actually have kids and when a mother has a baby for the first time or whatever, apparently a part in her brain actually changes. And it's like that instinctual thing in animals to protect their young. It's like you'll ward off and fight off anything that's going to happen. And it's that instinct, I think, that you have to think about the what ifs, and any danger that comes, eliminate it or risk. Okay, you can't eliminate all risks.
No,
okay,
of course
or
not.
Dangers. But I know she's a single mother, and I know...
Okay, so this neighbour dropped in that note, which, by the way, I think is just a horrible thing to do.
I think it's a lot on the child.
That line at the end of it, you have been warned. I know you are leaving your kids alone in the house the whole time, and if you don't stop, I will report you.
I think this person maybe would be better off offering to help if you're not concerned. Like, seriously, that's not nice.
You have been warned. Like, who does that person think they are?
Yeah, but I get the concern. Okay, the way they did it was disgusting. I mean, cop on, grow up. But the concern itself, it's a lot to expect of a 12-year-old. Asking this, minding a child, it's not easy. And at 7, they're still quite young. Like, I just, if the child fell violently ill, if the child fell down the stairs and was unconscious or something, you know, it's a lot. And would a child know what... Most adults would panic.
Again, you're talking what ifs.
But this is your job
as
a parent.
You need to chill a little bit.
Oh.
Chill.
She'll hand them a spliff and a bottle of vodka before I go as well. No, Adrian, your job as a parent isn't to chill and hope that everything's going to be okay. Your job is to
be a nervous wreck all day, every day.
No, it's to make sure your kids are being looked after when it's appropriate and when it's needed. And I think in this situation...
Okay, I'm not saying this is ideal, okay? But this woman needs work. She's a lone parent. A lot of people would be critical of her if she was sitting at home doing nothing all day. She's out working, trying to earn money for her kids, to give them a good life.
Listen, I absolutely get that. Fair play, she's trying to do
the
best.
And by the way, she's only doing this since last September, okay? She only started the job last September.
Okay. And I'm not dissing.
When the daughter was old enough.
I'm not dissing her. She's out working. She's trying to make a better life for her and her kids, and that's commendable, fair play. And I'm sure it's not easy to do when you're a single mother, but at the same time, you need to look at what's more important. Okay, I know you need to live and you need to earn money, but is it worth the what ifs?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Is there anything wrong in a mammy leaving a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old home alone while she's at work? They come home from school, they let themselves into the house, and mammy is home at tea time. Is there anything wrong there? Jay has been on to us.
Afternoon, Katie. Afternoon, Adrian. Good topic. Tell that hard-working woman there to... Don't mind that person who wrote that note. That's just one of them, what you call, keyboard warrior type people, yeah? I bet you they didn't second sign it. Number one, there's no law. She's not breaking any laws. Number two, everybody knows their own child and their own children. And I mean, you wouldn't leave them alone if you knew they weren't capable. Okay, so that woman sounds like she's doing a stand-up job, trying to just get on in life. And yet you have some miserable fucking courting twitcher. Jerry, let's just call them a Jeremy Dixon. A courting twitcher. Always ready to pounce on the vulnerable and the less needy than us and drag them down. But tell her not to worry, she's done nothing wrong. And as for Tuesday, would you really, really trust Tuesday with your kids? Good topic, be interesting to see what people say.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Lorraine. Well, what's your view on this? Is there any harm in what this lady is doing?
No, she knows her kids. I think that neighbour is being extremely over the top. That's such a horrible, horrible thing to leave on your neighbour's doorstep, number one. Number two, it's got absolutely fuck all to do with her. If she's that concerned about the neighbour, why not offer to help her? Offer to help her. I have kids the exact same age. I have a 12-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, and I have a 4-year-old. And I have often left my 12-year-old and my 8-year-old at home for about an hour at most when I go to the shop. I bring my 4-year-old with me, but I've often left the 2 older ones at home.
Okay, so you've left the 12-year-old and the 8-year-old at home alone and be gone for an hour and a half, yeah?
I'd be gone for an hour, yeah. Be going to the shop.
But that's not, Lorraine, that's not a daily thing for four hours or so, leaving them walking home alone then to man themselves in the house.
The school's 5 minutes away. Now, don't say she should be collecting them from school.
No, I'm not saying that, but they are getting themselves home from school and then they are on their own for the remainder of those 4 hours. What Lorraine is saying is she's often done it, but she's done it for an hour and a half now and again.
But going by your what ifs, sure, what if?
But going by
you
the.
You can't live your life with what ifs, though. Like,
but
if I walk outside the front door and get a smack of a bus?
No.
What if?
I know that. But look, there's certain things in life you can't avoid. If you're going to go out on the road and get a hit of a bus, you can't just not walk down the path. But the point is, you can put, I suppose, things in place to kind of extra protect.
But I want you to listen to what she said about her daughter. She said her daughter, although she's 12, is extremely mature for her age and has the mentality of a 16-year-old. Now,
I understand that, but at the end of the day, she's still only 12. And if an emergency situation comes up again, which it could do, what if some weirdo knocks at the door asking to come in? Your mammy told me that she had an appointment with blah, blah, blah to come in and look at the boiler. If the child hurts himself or falls violently ill or herself or whatever it is, would
sure
a 12-year-old know how to do?
The door, though.
Sorry?
I've told my two. I'm sure the kids know not to open the door. Like, my two, if they're left here on their own, as they're 12 and 8, they have a mobile phone and they're warned not to open the door.
I don't have an issue with the 12-year-old being at home for a couple of hours. That's not my issue. My issue is the 12-year-old caring for the 7-year-old. One, I don't think it's fair on the 12-year-old. It's a lot of responsibility.
They probably just do their homework or watch the telly or whatever. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they're playing with matches or letting off fireworks.
Look, I know she's out earning money and she's trying to do better for her family or whatever and do well for her family and all of that. But
you're the very one that would slag her off and give her grief if she was staying at home doing nothing.
No, I'm saying it's great that she's out working, but if she's earning money, like, is there nobody...
Have you seen the price of childcare?
I know, I know that, I'd have to weigh it up. I think 4 hours a day, leaving a 7-year-old in the care of a 12-year-old, I think it is probably putting the at risk in case anything happens. I do. I think it's probably a little bit risky.
But she knows her kids. As I said, I have no problem now. As I said, I've never left them for longer than an hour and a half. It's not on a daily basis. But you know your own kids. You know.
And she obviously knows, like she said, her 12-year-old is really mature and has the mentality of a 16-year-old.
Okay, well,
this is a grown-up young one, probably grown-up like a little L one.
Let me put it into context. Last year, my son came up with a rash. Now, I was terrified. This was on when all the strep A. Remember, I ended up bringing him into hospital. All the strep A, you were hearing about all the strep A and how serious it was, and kids were getting really sick and worse. I don't even like to say it, but I freaked out and I panicked and I rang my brother-in-law, who's a paramedic, to come down. I was like, I'm going to bring... I didn't know what to do because I was so terrified. And that was me as an adult, as the child's mother, panicking. So I'm just like, if it was a 12-year-old...
Again, this is another what if
scenario.
It really is. Something like that happens, she rings her mammy. Something like that happens, she rings her mammy.
Okay,
mammy,
what about
my little sister's not well.
Unfair to put that on your 12-year-old. Four hours a day. That is, that's 20 hours a week.
She said 3 hours a day. She said 3 hours a day, four max.
Okay, well then let's say four at the most, 4 hours a day. That's a 20 hour, that's nearly a full day.
When I was that age, I was minding my two sisters and my brother.
And I've already said when I was that age, I was babysitting my cousins late at night.
And it's more safer now. They have mobile phones now. They have everything now. When we were doing a house phone and say, come up and they might even answer.
And Adrian, you're saying you did it at night. The kids were probably asleep in bed. This is 4 hours when the child is awake and she's probably having to make lunches. And it's just like if the house went on fire. No, stop. Okay, well then why?
The young one at 12 years of age is hardly stupid enough to stay in the house and go, oh, look, the house is burning down. Let's not get out.
If that's the case, why don't I let my 3-year-old out on the road today to play? She's no road safety really, other than kind of the little bit she knows. She wouldn't really have the wherewithal to mind herself, but I'll stay inside. I'll drink a few cans in the kitchen when she's out the front.
Now you're being silly. Yeah, you're being silly.
We can't think about the what ifs.
We're talking about a mature 12-year-old.
We're talking about a 12-year-old.
A 12-year-old is clever enough, no matter who the 12-year-old is, to know, oh, the house is on fire, we better get out of here.
Exactly. Like, it's a completely different scenario, okay? A 3-year-old hasn't got the mental capacity to know right from wrong, whereas a 12-year-old does. It's completely different.
Okay, let me go to Trevor. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Hey, lads.
Well, Trevor, what do you want to say on this?
I'm kind of regurgitating in my mouth here because I'm actually going to agree, Katie. Oh, jeez, I feel weak after saying that. Yeah, couldn't agree more with her on this topic only.
On this topic only?
I feel weaker. Yeah. He feels weak agreeing with me, Jesus.
Don't be lying, Katie. You're blessed to have me in your corner. Mm.
So, Trevor, you're in Katie's corner and you are obviously a helicopter parent, which would surprise me.
Well, Adrian, I don't appreciate the way you keep jumping at Katie on if.
But it is all
Adrian, these are realities. Just because they didn't happen to you as a kid doesn't mean they're happening 3 doors away from you.
So when you hear...
That's why I reported a woman.
Sorry, say that again?
That's why I reported a mother.
You reported a mother for what?
She was going off for maybe about four or five hours a day. And she was leaving kids home in the house alone. They were all under, I'd say, 14 was the max age. And there was one 14, then there was about two or three others underage. And she basically left the house, putting an adult's head on this child and saying, mind your brothers and sisters. It's bang all water.
Did you say before you reported, did you address the mother?
No, I didn't. I didn't give a shit.
You see, that's what I would have done.
I tell you now, do you even know her circumstances leaving her kids? And you got involved in something.
Yeah, she was going out to work.
What did she do with you?
She was going out to work.
Exactly. How do you know her kids were capable?
Because you can't put an adult's head on a child. How many adults in an emergency situation, how many adults have you seen in an emergency situation absolutely shut down, lose their fucking mind, panicking, and then you expect a child to keep a level head if anything goes wrong?
You are all living in the what if. I know my own child. As I said, I have done it.
No, I live in the what in reality.
Okay, let me ask
and
you,
at the
sorry,
end of the day,
Lorraine,
how many children out there actually follow the rules of mommy and
okay,
daddy?
Okay, Lorraine, let me ask you. Your child is how old? 12?
12,
okay. And has your 12-year-old got a mature head?
He has.
And do you think he is responsible? Is he...
Your 12-year-old know the Heimlich manoeuvre?
Oh, jeez, I don't
know.
Do
CPR?
Trevor, I don't know if I could do those things myself.
No, stop. He has a point.
He has done a first aid course because he plays that. And it's a sad thing. He has done a first aid course. Would I trust my child if my other daughter... Say if my daughter was dying in front of him, would I think he'd panic? I know he'd panic. I'm only down in the shop. I'm only down the road.
Yeah, but you're only down the shop, Lorraine.
Yeah, you're only down the road. The other mother, not the other mother's 20 minutes away in traffic.
That's with no traffic.
And traffic. Yeah.
But she knows.
Yeah, well done, Kate. You're actually making sense on us.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, they're all judging her for... She knows her kids. How do you know that kid's going to panic and shit herself?
And like you say, Trevor, you're talking about doing the Heimlich manoeuvre. Sorry, Trevor, you're talking about doing things like the Heimlich manoeuvre. I couldn't do the bloody Heimlich manoeuvre.
No, but there is also having
a
kid.
Yeah, but Adrian, if you have a child in the house and she's sitting there choking on a carry, you'd know how to get it out of the child.
I'd give it a
the
shot.
Other children won't. They'll go into blind panic. They won't know what to do. You can't put an adult, adult head on a child's body. It doesn't work like that. And I'm a parent of five kids, and I know my kids, and I wouldn't fucking do anything
wrong. So let me ask you then, Trevor. You say you reported this woman for leaving her kids in a very similar situation to this lady. You reported this woman, and what happened? What happened, or did anything happen?
No, well, she got a knock on the door, and she was looked at, and I don't know the ins and outs of it, but obviously because I'm not inside the house, but... as far as I know, now she works from home.
Would you not have offered to help her though, Trevor? Rather than reporting her straight away.
Not my children.
Would you not have offered to help her? But you got yourself.
No, not my children.
No.
For their safety.
Yeah, they're not your children, and you got involved.
Yeah, I got involved for their safety. I'm not getting involved to become a child minder.
I don't agree with him reporting, but the fundamental concern I agree with. You're saying it's not your children, but you got involved, and you know you're concerned about it. If you knew your next door neighbour was, you know, smacking his kids around the place, would you say anything? Or would you turn a blind eye?
Who are you asking that to? Smacking them around the place.
Well, not battering them, but her, like being heavy-handed
physically abusing them. Of course I'd do something about it.
But if your concern there is the safety of the child, yeah? How is this any different?
Because I don't see it as being as much of a danger.
Whatsoever.
I don't see it as being as much of a danger.
What about the fact that this is simply unfair on a 12-year-old should be out with their mates after school. They should be out playing and climbing trees.
Maybe they are.
How are they able to mind a 7-year-old if they're out doing their own thing? That's not fair. It's a massive responsibility.
Lorraine, you think this is a complete overreaction to this whole scenario, do you?
I completely do. As I said, I have left my 12-year-old in charge of my 8-year-old when I went to the shop. But now, I don't do it every day, but I have done it. There you go, Trevor. You want to report me? Off you go. I don't do it every day, but I...
No, I just love that I'm the bad guy for thinking about child safety. But yeah, okay, go ahead. Jump down my damn child. Go ahead.
I never called you the bad guy. I didn't jump down your neck either.
That's the way you're making it.
All I said was, I know my son and I know my daughters. They know not to open the door. They know if anything goes wrong, I'm a mobile phone call away. My best friend lives right next to me. They can knock into her if something goes wrong. I know my kids. I trust them.
Why not have your best friend mind them then?
Lorraine, you know your kids. Absolutely. I know my, as well as you can know a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. But you don't know other people. It's not my kids I'd be concerned about. It's other people. You don't know if some weirdo's going to come up and try and get in the door and your kid panics and doesn't know what to do. Or if, not necessarily other people, but if there's a fire, you know your kids, but you don't know your kids under that kind of pressure. You don't.
Don't even know yourself under that kind of pressure unless it happens to you.
Exactly. Thank you. Unless you can't even deal with your...
There you go, Adrian. You just made a point.
Casey, you said earlier on, what if the place goes on fire? The kid isn't going to sit there and watch the house burn down.
Let your child be a bloody child. Let your child be a child. Let your child...
Do you know how fast the fire can spread, Adrian?
Sure, it could spread if Mammy was at home or if Mammy's not at home.
And Mammy, if Mammy's at home, it's going to be a lot less risky. Mammy will get them out of the house faster. Mammy will.
You must think this 12-year-old is a thick gobshite. She says her 12-year-old.
She's 12.
Her 12-year-old is very mature for her age and has the mentality of a 16-year-old. Now, you have to give her credit.
Well, Adrian, what happens when something goes wrong in the house? The 12-year-old doesn't stay 16. The 12-year-old becomes a 6-year-old panicking.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. Angela has been in touch with us.
Hi, guys. Angela here. No, I don't agree with it. First off, I don't agree with it. And I've been minded kids 14 to 16 years now. And no way would I trust a 12-year-old with a 7-year-old. It's too much pressure to put on. But my question is, what's she going to do during the summer? So they're alone for 3 to 4 hours in the evening. What about when she's gone all day? So you're going to leave a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old at home 5 days a week for at least 8 hours? No, guys, not on. Listen, she should be confronted. It wasn't nice what was put in the letter, but no, I'd be very worried. Have a good day.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
We're in the middle of a conversation about a note that was dropped in the letterbox of one of our neighbours, or one of our listeners, should I say, from a neighbour. It says, I know you are leaving your kids alone in the house the whole time, and if you don't stop it, I will report you. It is a disaster waiting to happen, and those kids should not be home alone every day. You have been warned. Such a childish immature way to deal with this issue, drop an anonymous note.
It is. It's pathetic. Into, but the letterbox. Concern is fair. I think the there's two.
Do you not think that's disgusting?
It is. That's very cynical. Imagine sending a sinister letter like that. Yeah. I'm actually so disturbed that somebody in Swords would post a letter so sinister. Like, the Opinions Matter team are completely shocked. Like, I just can't even put into words how shocked we are that someone would do that in the Swords area.
But you still think that the person has a point?
I think the fundamental concern is right. But I just, again, when I know when you read that, you were so angry you were nearly unable to breathe.
I was shocked. Yeah, I was very shocked. I just find it really, really pathetic as a way of dealing with an issue that you feel.
Yeah.
I'd nearly have more respect for Trevor because he actually picked up the phone and reported the mother.
Well, he didn't do anything very different because, I mean, he still did it anonymously, so.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, let me go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Samantha. Well, Trevor and Katie both saying this is a disaster waiting to happen and something needs to be done about this.
Yeah, I totally agree with both Trevor and Katie today, 100%. Such a dangerous thing to do, to leave two kids on their own in a house. Like, is she mad? Now, I don't agree with the person putting the letter through the letterbox. I think she should have knocked, or he should have knocked at the door and had a face-to-face chat with the person. I think that's a bit sneaky, just sticking a letter in the door.
It's more than sneaky. It's horrible.
It is.
You have been warned.
I'm actually shocked at you, I have to say. I'm really shocked at the way you're going on today. I have to be honest with you. You're very blasé about this. You're talking about a 12-year-old child having the responsibility of a 7-year-old baby. Do you know what I mean?
A 7-year-old baby? It's not a child in nappies.
A 7-year-old toddler.
A 7-year-old to me is like a baby. They're still so young.
Adrian, I wouldn't even think the 12-year-old is still a baby. Yeah, in my eyes, that's the way I look at it.
Okay, again, I'm going to say to you, when I was 12, I was babysitting my young cousins. Okay.
Hey, Dale, can I just say something to you? We are living in a completely different world.
We're actually living in the same.
We don't know anything about.
Samantha, we're living in a safer world now, in my opinion.
Do you think? I don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Because back then, my aunt and uncle would go out to wherever they were going, to a party or to the pub or whatever, and they would leave the phone number for the house or the pub that they were in. We didn't even have mobile phones then. So
See, I wasn't brought up like that. I was always brought up with an adult around me, you know, to care and look after us when we were younger. But that's just the way I was brought up. My mother didn't drink or go to pubs or anything like that, so I was brought up differently, probably. But I just think it's such a dangerous thing to leave two kids in a house in this day and age. Like,
I don't know what you mean about this day and age, because in reality, this 12-year-old can get onto her mother, and her mother can be home in 15 or 20 minutes.
20 minutes, Adrian. Anything could happen in 20 minutes. A house could go on fire. Somebody could choke to death. A pervert could knock at the door and try to get into the house. 20 minutes is long enough to do something really dangerous, or for something very dangerous to happen to two children, Adrian. I can't believe how blasé you are about this today. I'm actually shocked.
Because I'm listening to Lorraine, who was on a while ago. Her 12-year-old is very mature. This lady is talking
mad.
About a 12-year-old as well.
Lorraine is mad. There's no 12-year-old mature out there. There's not one of them. There isn't one 12-year-old out
there. I need to know what I'd love to know is when you and Jeremy, and I always hear you saying it, the world is safer than ever. Do you not watch the frickin' news? Do you not listen to the radio? Do you not read the papers? The world is not safer than ever. The world is a dangerous, horrible place with dangerous, horrible people. The world
it's
is
always
horrible.
Been like that.
Nah, exactly. No. It's not a safer world.
The reason I believe it's safer is we've got technology and devices that
technology
make it safer.
Technology isn't going to save you from choking. Technology isn't going to stop a fire in your house. Technology isn't going to save your kid if he becomes violently ill in a matter of seconds.
What if?
Job as a parent is to think of the what ifs.
You have to think about the what ifs. You just said a minute ago you don't know what you would be able to do if a child choked. So how's a child meant to help another child if a child chokes? Would you listen to what you're saying?
These people live in a housing estate in Swords. The child, if necessary, just goes in next door. Knock on the door.
Oh, stop. Now, come on.
Oh, Adrian, no,
I know
you're
myself
really...
there have been times with my kids where they've had accidents or they've been sick and I have panicked.
Casey, your kids are much younger as well. We're talking here about...
No, they're not much younger. My 5-year-old is only 2 years younger than the 7-year-old.
Yeah. Adrian, 12-year-old is a child. Let me tell you that now. There's no 12-year-old out there mature like a 16-year-old. There isn't any on this planet mature like a 16-year-old. So that's bullshit at the beginning. And then the other lady that says every now and again she goes to shops and leaves her kids there. Well, there for the grace of God, I hope nothing ever happens to them kids. I really do, because she'll have an awful life to live if anything was to happen to them.
Right. So really, I was talking about helicopter parenting earlier on. Really, we should wrap all of our children in cotton, in bubble wrap, in bubble wrap, and don't let them outside the front door.
Like
it's gone so ridiculous, Samantha, that even the thought. Katie was shocked earlier on that these kids are walking home from school. For God's sake.
The
school is 5 minutes away.
The school is 5 minutes away. I mind a little lad, and the school is 5 minutes away. And his mum said to me, he's going to start walking home on his own. I still walk halfway down till I can see him when I'm in charge of him. I make sure I can see him walking up the road.
Jesus, how are kids ever going to grow up?
Adrian, and all your ignorance. You're being very ignorant today. You're really pissing me off today. What about you're saying how are kids ever going to grow up? What about making a kid grow up too soon? A 12-year-old, talk about serious response. It's also not fair on the bloody child. Think of your kid, woman. I know you're trying to make a living. I know you're trying to earn money for the family, and that's great. Well done. I commend you. But your child is 12. Let them be a bloody child. Let them go out with their friends after school. Let them come home, kick their shoes off, and relax.
And again, like Seaford onto us there a second ago, I walked home from school when I was 6.
Oh, stop.
And Samantha, what do you mean, not now?
Because you're not letting me say it, Adrian. We've had 2 kidnaps already in the last few weeks.
Where?
From town. Well, near kidnaps. We haven't had any. Yes, but they said they were nearly kidnapped. Somebody went in to take a child. And that's when a mother is standing around, apparently. So, like, imagine somebody trying that with no adults around.
Well, I can tell, Samantha, I can tell you, our school, our primary school was at the other end of our estate. It was about a 6-minute walk. And myself and my brother and my sister, for all the years we were in school, walked to school and home from school, and we all lived to tell the tale.
And that's great that happened for you. And I hope it happens for all kids out there. But sadly, we can't take it for granted anymore, Adrian. We just can't. Not in the way we're living at the moment.
Stay there for a second, Samantha. I want to go to line 2, and that's you, John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Samantha's speechless that this is going on and calling me blasé about it. What do you say to this?
Well, Samantha can speak for her own kids, but she won't be speaking for mine. And I'd say that's where straight away. When my uncle was 12, he was going on 16, 17, literally. You know, it's the way I brought him up, and it's the way we were brought up, Adrian. You know, he was making dinners. He you want to see this guy, you know, absolutely brilliant, you know, bringing his washing down from his room. This fella, he'd more cop on than some adults that I knew at this stage, and he was only 12. So there's one for you, Samantha. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
that you can't put a kid, you know.
Your son can bring his washing down. Woo, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm
and you can cue clues. But what my point is, Samantha, he was so savvy that he had a sense that he could look after our daughter. She was 8 at that time.
No,
we'd be out of the house.
John,
of course he could. Of course he could. Never a problem. Never an issue. It went on. This is for hold on for a minute, Samantha. 4 years. 4 years, Samantha, right? We never had a problem. These what ifs and buts and what if. Yeah, Adrian said it. He nailed it on the head there. Wrapped them up in cotton wool and they won't know fuck all. You know, this is what annoys me about society today. The kids haven't got a fucking clue these days. He's laughing them up too much and he's overshadowing. He's overshadowing the kids. Hold on for a minute. A 12-year-old should be allowed to be left on his own or hold on their own in the house, because they should have that, you know, mental capacity to be left on their own at 12 years of age. They should be.
Okay,
you know,
John.
There shouldn't be a problem.
I think that's okay. Leave your 12-year-old at home for 5 minutes if you have to run across the road or something and come back in 5 minutes.
talking about a couple of hours here. If you went 4 or 5 hours here.
Don't leave your 12-year-old with a 7-year-old child and expect.
No. This is what my point is. He was mine and my daughter while we were out. But the problem is, you see, the problem is today is you have these parents like yourselves. I go down halfway down to the school. Let them walk fucking home. They're walking home with their fucking friends. Let them live a bit of life. They're never going to grow up if you keep overshadowing them and over fucking. You know, you're smothering them. Leave them the fuck alone and let them grow up. You're giving out to me. You're giving out to me for letting my 12-year-old look after an 8-year-old.
You've decided to let your 12-year-old do those things because you couldn't be.
Of course, I have. 100%. Because I'm getting them ready for the real fucking world, Samantha. Okay,
John.
I'm letting them do the washing.
Okay, let me just.
What else you were letting them do?
Let me just go back to the
real world, Samantha.
Okay, let's just go back to the point of what's going on here. That a 12-year-old is being left home alone with their 7-year-old sibling for 3 hours a day, most days of the week. Now,
there's not an issue with this. There's no problem with this. See all these what ifs, as you call it, Adrian. Helicopter parenting at its best. Oh, the fucking house would burn down. Ah, fuck off. Absolutely fuck off of that nonsense. My house never burned down. My sister's, my brother's houses. All their houses never burned fucking down. Here, hold on for a minute, Samantha. We're all cut from the same cloth. I have a big fucking family and we all done the same. And none of our houses ever burned down. I'm just combusted because we left our kids at home for a few hours. So I don't know where the fuck this bullshit's coming from.
I'm the youngest of 11. Yeah. And yes,
how many houses burning down? How many houses burning down, Samantha? How many houses burning down?
My mother's house did, yeah. We had a fire.
And whose fault was that? And it wasn't the kids' fault, obviously.
I was only young, but let me tell you, there was adults there to get us out, thank God.
Yeah, well, sure, here's the thing. My 12-year-old, the house did just combust. I'll put it this way, he wouldn't have been sitting there watching the fucking fire, I can tell you that. He would have had common sense to get my daughter out. It's simple, carry on. Well, I wanted to say this, agency, and back to realistic terms here, because that's all just living, that's some la-la land shit the way they're living. See that girl, unfortunately, she should get a few cameras installed, and I have the cameras there, and it notifies me onto my phone, agent. And she would have had whoever the fuck that was left from that letter into their house. And she would have known who it was. And then she could have confronted them and asked them what their fucking problem is. And that other clown, Trevor, on the fucking phone, ringing fucking social services, reporting people. What an absolute cunt.
And what do you think of the message that was dropped in this lady's letterbox?
That's what I'm saying. If she had it on camera, I would have went in and said, you know what, what's your fucking game? What's your problem? Because I would have had that on camera. You know, everybody should get a doorbell camera at least. They're only a few fucking euros. You know, and catch whatever arsehole. That would have been lovely now if she had a doorbell camera there. And here, there's another bit of the security there. So she can watch there. If anybody knocks at the door, as everybody was saying, somebody could be out the door. You fucking answer the intercom. You're right there. Yeah, there's no one there. I'm out. Go and get the fuck. Go on out there. You know, that's it.
By the way, we don't know if this house has an intercom, a bell intercom or whatever. I'm assuming that she doesn't have a camera because she would have known who dropped in the note. But anyway. So you think people should mind their own business and there is nothing wrong in a 12-year-old child and a 7-year-old being left home for 4 hours, 3 hours a day?
Not a fucking child. It'll just do them the world of good. You know, and as I say there, she's at the explaining there, the 12-year-old is going, you know, a mature 12-year-old. I know exactly what she's talking about. Because my kids were always mature. There was 12 going on 15 and 16, as I said earlier. We were the same when we were growing up. You know, we were cooking, we were cleaning. I know Samantha, oh, fucking fair play, you're bringing the washing down. Some kids wouldn't know how to fucking use a fucking, they wouldn't know how to boil an egg, for fuck's sake.
John, stay there for a second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more opinions on this. Like this from Jer.
Hi, guys. I feel like that was a very sinister letter that came in the box. But it seems like maybe there's a lot more to this story than what we're hearing. We're only hearing the mother's side. Maybe the neighbours have been, you know, they're just sick looking at the wee ones coming in by themselves. I mean, who's feeding them when they get home from school? If they're home, they're home 3 hours, what are they doing? Is anybody giving them a dinner? What are they doing in that time? It must be kind of lonely for them as well. My first instinct when I saw the topic today was, Jesus, no way I'd leave wee ones that age on their own. I just wouldn't. I just don't think that's the right thing to do. And what happens when they're on school holidays? Are they on their own for 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day, or how does that work? I'm pretty sure that most jobs don't give you the same time off as your kids do for Easter holidays holidays and summer holidays and all that. So I'd say the neighbours are, they've been watching, and they're just, they don't want anything to happen to those children, so who are sitting there on their own in the house. So I actually think that they, while I wouldn't have written what was in the letter myself, I think there was a better way to do it. They're clearly concerned for a reason.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me bring in Sean with his opinion.
How's it going? Good afternoon. I think if she was leaving the two of them alone now and again for an hour or so, I don't think it'd be too bad, you know. I think it's the time and the fact that it's every day. Like you say about what ifs, you have to kind of take what ifs into this scenario, because the longer it goes on, there's more of a possibility that something could happen, because it's every day. As I said, now and again wouldn't be too bad. It's a tough one. Everybody has their own bleeding way of life, so it's, I don't know, but it's an interesting one. Take it easy.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed. You've been listening to John, who was on a couple of moments, in fact, he's still on the line there, arguing that his 12-year-old was the most mature 12-year-old he's ever known. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Brian. You've heard John saying his 12-year-old is the most mature he's ever known. He doesn't see what the issue is here.
I'd just like to speak to John for a minute. Listen, John, I think you're out of your mind, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what if someone tried to break into the house and the kids are there on their own? They shouldn't be left alone, man.
I don't do what ifs. I always said this on this show. I've said it thousands of times. I'm going to say it one more again. I don't do what ifs. I never did in my life do what ifs, and I never will.
I think that's a very irresponsible thing for that parent to do. That's not right.
You might think that.
Come on, man.
Cop on to yourself. So what do you think's wrong with that? What do you see? What do you want me to do? Wrap them up in cotton wool and, oh, Jesus, don't let, you know, is that what you want me to do? Is that what it is? Like, you know, I don't know what the big issue with this is. I really don't. I can't understand it. So you explain to me.
Can that mother not get a babysitter or something? Can she not get her parents to mind the kids? The grandchildren?
Well, I could have.
The grandmothers?
I could have wanted it. But the fact of the matter is, they're well capable of doing it themselves. Why would I get anybody in? That's the thing. My son was capable of doing this on his own. He's capable of minding my daughter.
We must assume in this case, this mother obviously trusts her 12-year-old enough to do it. And if she was to get a babysitter in, it probably wouldn't be worth her while going to work.
This is all madness.
A lot of kids have the savvy now. You see, it depends on what parents you have and what way you grow up. I grew up in a house there, and I was told very, 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 very quick and very fast the way to you know, grow up. I grew up very quickly. I really did. And I done that with my kids. I let them in on everything. I told them everything I could, because the fact of the matter is, it worked for me and it worked for them. You know,
but John, what if
this is his agent? What if,
John?
Well, he's doing very well now, and he's a great job. And, yeah.
John, have you got any young kids like that mother?
Have I got
any young kids like that woman?
Not anymore. They're grown.
Not anymore. But I was in the same situation as she was. You know, nothing ever happened to them. That's my point. Exactly.
So what if someone tried to break into the house and the kids are there on their own? Come on, man.
Well, it never happened. It never happened in all my life, but. You know, that's 1 billion in a that'd be like winning the lotto. You know, that's my point. You know, I can't be thinking about these things, to be honest with you. I really can't, because the fact of the matter is, if I was to think that something's going to happen every day of the week, I wouldn't be living my life, would I? You know, same way as it goes for everything. You can't be living, you know, you just go out and live life. You can't be what if and all the time. You know, it's ridiculous what Samantha said and what Katie said. You know, what if. I don't live life like that. I never did and I never will.
That's a very irresponsible thing for that mother to be doing.
Call me what you like. It works for me and it works for my family. You know, and it's great. You give them a bit of space. It's great for the kids. You know, the kids need to grow up, you know, and they do. They adapt. You know,
It's great for the kids. Talk about trying to twist a situation to make yourself sound good.
I can honestly tell you that babysitting when I was that age, that really made me grow up. It made me feel really responsible.
The reality is that it's
you
can't live your life with ifs. Jesus Christ, man. You, as a parent, that is your role. Your duty is to...
No, I get that. I've always been a good parent to my kids. I don't care what anybody ever thinks of me. But the fact of the matter is, what Adrian said there earlier on, I grew up literally minding my own two brothers. You know, I was only, 10 years of age, 11 years of age, and they were 4 and 5. And I was minding them. My mother and father go out on a night out. I was watching them all night. As Adrian said, the only contact I'd have, now we had a house phone back then, I'd have a contact to the pub if that never happened. But nothing ever did happen, you know. So I don't know what this is. That was 40, 30 odd years ago.
I have to tell you, John.
It can happen.
It can happen. No, of course it can happen.
I'm not saying it can, but John, like I say, it's like winning the lotto, you know.
I'm after getting a message in a moment ago, which may change your mind about saying this is okay. This is a shocking message that we're after getting from a lady called Clara. Oh, it's a shocking story now. When you hear this.
Now, this message, I've actually sent it on to JJ, sent it on to me there, and he's like, you want to read this? And I sent it on to, because I have to, everything comes through me, and then I send it on. I filter everything basically for Adrian. And as soon as I saw this, I said, this is unfortunately what can happen.
Can.
Go for it. Yeah.
Just ask yourself, is it worth this?
Have a listen to this message, John, and see if let me get your reaction to it, and our next caller as well. Adrian, this is Clara here from Finglas. Please read this out and let it be a lesson to all parents. Let me tell you a story that will make you rethink ever leaving your child home alone. I said I would leave my kids, they were 13 and 4, home alone one day when I went to a hospital appointment. I was gone for 3 hours tops. When I got home, my kids were nowhere to be seen. I freaked. Rang the guards. They knew nothing. Couldn't get my 13-year-old on the phone. Eventually, my 13-year-old came running home in hysterics, saying that they'd gone to the shop to get sweets and my daughter had run off on him. My neighbour thankfully found my daughter on the street and dropped her back. But this is a stark warning to every parent. Never leave your kids home alone. I literally couldn't breathe during all of this, and I actually collapsed when I finally got my baby girl back. Never leave your kids home alone. I'm scarred from it, and so is my son.
Now, that's somebody who put that on her son.
Well, John.
Listen, come here, I'll tell you something, guys. I'll tell you something. My son wouldn't have been gone to fucking shop for sweets in the first place. You know, he wouldn't have left the house.
You say
because
that,
I always said,
you say that, John, but at
not at all.
13,
he's not that stupid. Hold on. No, I'm not going to say this. He wouldn't have been that stupid to leave the house, Casey. You know, he never left the house once. I always told him not to answer the door. If there's any problems, give us a bell. Look, this is a different scenario to what she's talking about. The kids fucked off and they went to sweet. Look, I'm sorry that happened to her, but that didn't happen in my, and it never did happen in my situation. So it's two totally different situations.
I'll tell you one thing.
That wouldn't sway me one bit. That's being honest.
If I were somebody who was inclined to leave my kids at home, that would make me rethink it. It would. Because you're saying, my kid wouldn't do it. You don't know that. At 12 and 13, you think you know it all.
You don't tell me how I know my kids.
Casey, you can't tell him how he knows his kids. He knows his kids.
My parents thought they knew
me.
I was doing at 14 when they thought I was in my friend's house. I was drinking Naggins in my boyfriend's friend's apartment.
Fair play to you. My kids weren't, and they never will.
Casey, just because that was you at 14 doesn't mean it's every kid at 14.
By their very nature, think they know better. And it could easily happen that... No, stop interrupting me for a second,
John. It didn't happen, man. It never did happen.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Yes,
you're the fucking idiot that was drinking at 14 with fucking bottles of vodka and pellets. When you grew up there,
that is exactly why I wouldn't.
Sorry, Katie, you think every child is like you were?
No,
they're not. Some children are actually very mature and responsible.
Every kid is there, friends. My son had the savvy not to go to fucking shops and not to be acting the bollocks. He knew quite well to stay there till we came back. End of.
You think that, but
I don't think that. I know, Miss Katie. What are you trying to tell me what I think? Don't be telling me what I think. I fucking know.
You don't fucking know. Because at 12 and
13. I do fucking know.
Okay.
It didn't happen. It didn't fucking happen. That's why.
It didn't happen. This is what he's saying.
Yes.
Well, the house is not burning to a fucking crisp either.
Then you're one of the lucky ones. All I'm saying is that you can't.
One of the lucky ones.
Maybe your kid was really good and maybe your kid did what they were told. But I know that a lot of 12 and 13 year olds would get the gumption to be like, oh, do you know what? Let's go around to the shop. You have a vile mouth. And this is coming from somebody who can be pretty fucking out there with her mouth. You have a vile mouth. The way you speak to people, you think you know better than everybody else. And you'd put
yourself,
you put yourself before your kids when it comes to so many different things.
Okay, relax there, Casey. Relax. Let me bring
you. I've often done that, Casey.
Okay,
and so I've always did done that. And there's nothing ever changed, Casey.
It's not fair. It's
nothing
not fair
ever fucking changed.
Okay, let me bring in.
My kids are still alive and they're still doing well.
Okay, brilliant. Stay there. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. What did you want to say on this?
Please speak some sense here, Vanessa.
I agree with Katie.
Oh,
I truly do. I have been a rapid responder. And the what ifs that you're talking about aren't what ifs. They are preventable eventualities. They are going to happen. And the question is, is there going to be a responsible parent when an accident happens? Or even a responsible adult? It doesn't have to.
Sorry, when you say they're going to happen, what are you talking about? What's going to happen?
Falls, slips, chokes, accidents in general. They're going to happen. And a 12-year-old is not equipped to deal with some of the more extreme things that are going to happen, but they're not. They shouldn't have to deal with the simpler things that happen. That's not on them. They are not the parent. The parent is the parent. Now, I don't blame the parent, by the way. I do think she should be given the support that she needs, that there should be after-school activities that are affordable, and that's not the case. But it is up to the parent to ensure that the children are adequately looked after. That is the responsibility.
Okay, John, let me just go back to you for a second. That this is responsibility that should not be on the shoulders of a 12-year-old minding a 7-year-old for 3 or 4 hours every day.
As I said to you, man, I just want to apply to Vanessa there. Some 12-year-olds are 16-year-olds, as I said, and 7. You know, they're not kids. My son wasn't a kid. You know, I trusted him to do what he was doing. If I thought that he was not capable of holding the fort while I was out, I wouldn't have fucking done it in an effort.
Guys, can I just draw from experience here?
Go on.
Entered a house with a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Yeah,
15-year-old was taking seizures, which they had never done before, and the 11-year-old was curled up in a ball sobbing because they didn't know how to handle it.
Well,
that's a 15-year-old and an 11-year-old. That shouldn't be on them.
No, I get that, but the fact of the matter is, what the 11-year-old, if they had a cop on, would have dialed 999, you know. Because that's what my 11, 12-year-old would have done. You know, called an ambulance or a fire brigade. But, you know, see, it's different scenarios, Vanessa, and it's different for everybody. I'm not expecting anybody out there to, you know, just to agree with me and you know, I would leave my 12-year-old with this, that, the other. Because some 12-year-olds don't have the head for it, and I know that. You know, my own brother's kids, I wouldn't leave them with a fucking dog and have a mind on their own. Because they're not savvy enough,
Vanessa,
to be left alone.
Just out of curiosity, what age would you leave your son home alone? What age would you leave him on his own?
I'm not sure what age my child would be when I leave them home alone. I don't know is the answer. Hang on, I would not leave them alone with a younger child at the age of 12.
But do you have more than
I thought
you had the one.
No, I only have the one, but I would not leave them home alone with
What age do you think it's adequate? Fucking get a translator.
Or 15. But if they are looking after another sibling, then no, they shouldn't be left home alone with the other sibling because it's not their responsibility. It is an adult
responsibility. How many kids have you got, Vanessa?
I have one child.
Right, Vanessa. Well, then obviously you're not going to be leaving them a fucking alone with another child. Right. So, Vanessa, here's the story, okay? you'll only understand when you have two kids what it's like to leave one kid with the other fucking kid. And the fact of the matter is, we've been doing it for years, never had a problem. No one ran off a sweep. The house didn't combust. The fucking, all these shithead fucking stories, never happened. There we go. There's proof that it does work. And off. Do you get me?
Do you mind children, or is it just your son?
Myself?
Yeah.
I only mind my own child now. I used to be.
Oh, no, the only reason I'm asking is, and I'm just completely curious, is just you keep referring as plural.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's only one child?
Yes.
Right.
We've had Vanessa on the programme before, and Vanessa is raising her child gender neutral, basically.
Why?
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Listen, go back and listen to it.
Oh, God. I love you and all, Vanessa, but I wish I had a
And for that reason, guys, I'm out.
Yeah, I...
Okay.
Yeah. Have a great day, guys.
Good luck.
Great show.
Thank you. Listen to that episode of Opinions Matter, okay? Let's bring in Darren.
Well, lads and lady, I believe Adrian thinks like this because he's old school. Katie is a new Gen Z parent. That's why she thinks like that. That's the main difference, if you ask me. I live about a 20-minute, half-an-hour walk away from my primary school, and we used to cycle and go on my go-kart to school every single day, no problems for years. Every one of us.
All right, Darren, thanks very much indeed. And Eddie.
How are you, lads? Good topic today. Because I guarantee this is something that happens on a daily basis right through across Ireland. People are stretched to the limit. As single parents, could be male or female. And they're going out to work and unfortunately having to leave their kids at home. Now, look, if it happens once in a blue moon, you have to leave them at home, it might be all right. But if you're doing that every day, and it's 3 to 4 hours every single day, because there's always something wrong with kids, so I guarantee sooner or later, something's going to go wrong. You know? And also, if a 7 and 12-year-old are at home, Are they stuck in the house during that time, or are they allowed to go out play? Are they missing out on socialising? You know, I can see the rights and the wrongs in it. I mean, she's stretched to the bone. She's trying to do her best to make a financial few bob for the family and have a good quality of life. But at the same time, a 7 and a 12-year-old, and all the people that say, oh, that's okay, it's okay until something goes wrong, and then you change your opinion.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you, all of you, for your messages. Very interesting conversation. What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
The cat got your tongue?
You won't let me say what I really feel. You're censoring Macker.
Listen to the other podcast. Oh, Katie's very cross. Oh, dear.
Fuck this world. I want to get off. I want to get off this world. Why won't you let me say what... I love Vanessa. Vanessa will understand.
Listen to the podcast.
Why the fuck did you not ring me that day? This is unforgivable.
That episode of Opinions Matter is still available.
I can't listen back. No, I can't. Because do you know what it's going to do? It's going to put me in a bad mood. And I won't be able to get involved and give my say.
Have a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian. She's Katie. Please hit subscribe or follow.
Bastard.
We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.